intention of the fast on Yawm al-Shakk, that is, on the day of doubt. If a person doubts that whether a particular day is the last day of Sha'ban or the first of Ramadan, it is not wajib, it is not compulsory for him to fast on that day, nor is he allowed to keep fast with the intention of it being Ramadan. Rather, he should make the intention of it being a recommended fast for the month of Sha'ban, or a qada fast, or the like. If, however, it later becomes known that the day was actually the first of Ramadan, that fast will be counted as a Ramadan fast. And there will be no need to redo that fast. There will be no need to pay that fast's qada. If during that day it becomes apparent that it actually is the first of Ramadan, a person at that moment should make the intention of it being a Ramadan fast and complete it. The length of fasting. A person should refrain from performing any action that would break his fast from the beginning of Fajr Adhan. It is, however, better and more precautionary to follow the imsak time, that is, to stop eating about 5 to 10 minutes before Fajr Adhan, and also to pray about 5 to 6 minutes after the Adhan for Fajr has gone. Question: is it permissible to break one's fast at the beginning of Maghrib Adhan? Answer: if a person is certain that the time for iftar has set in, he may break his fast. However, if there is doubt on whether it has set in or not, it is not permissible to break the fast until one is certain that the time for iftar has set in. Note: there is a difference between sunset and maghrib. Sunset is when the arch of the sun vanishes beyond the horizon, whereas maghrib is when the redness in the sky that is present in the east after sunset vanishes.